You can't miss the ConAgra plant on Jones Sausage Road just outside Garner. A large section of the plant where Slim Jim meat snacks are made is a blown-out empty shell. It's a daily reminder to the community of what happened back in June 2009. There was a deadly explosion at the plant caused by an accumulation of dangerous levels of natural gas. 4 people died and 67 workers were injured. One reason why the plant still looks like this is because ConAgra Foods announced a year ago it would not rebuild the facility. Officials said it would be cheaper in this down economy to just close the Garner plant and move production to its facility in Troy, Ohio. I bumped into longtime ConAgra worker Bernard Corey at the Hess gas station just down from the plant. So did you want to go to Ohio? Because I think they,
No, I went out there right after the explosion, and the weather won't permit for me.
Corey was born in North Carolina and moved to the Garner area from Little Washington 17 years ago to work for ConAgra Foods. He says since news of the plant closing, people have been counting down the days before it's time to go.
A lot of people ready to go, say they want to just different, want to do something different. A lot of people been there 35, 40 years, 15, 20 years, so it'd be a good experience for to move on.
When ConAgra shuts down and moves to Ohio, Garner will lose its largest employer and its last 430 workers. The next biggest employer in Garner is the flooring company Pergo Incorporated, followed by residential roofer Hamlin Companies, Walmart, and Garner High School, rounding out the top 5 with 200 employees. But things are looking up. Earlier this week, Tennessee-based Strategic Behavioral Health announced its plans to build a $12 million youth treatment center in the town's Greenfield Business Park. That would mean 250 jobs.
It is great news for Garner, and it's a great day to be mayor.
Ronnie Williams has been the mayor of Garner for 6 years, in charge during the recession and now the closing of ConAgra. The average salary for the strategic behavioral health jobs is $50,000. Many of the positions will be for nurses and specialized social workers. But Williams says he's optimistic some ConAgra workers could find work there.
I think with some retraining, given the time that they're going to use to actually do the construction, there is a time frame where they could do some retraining and possibly land some of these jobs at the new facility.
When ConAgra announced it would not rebuild in Garner, it also announced it would donate the facility and land to Garner, and it would give the town $3 million to help market the site. That money was used to help set up the Garner Economic Development Corporation. It's the first time the town has had such a marketing tool in place since the 1980s.
Towards the end of Don Quixote's quest, he has prepared himself... Oh, hey there. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I know a place that's got a great hometown feel. It's got a vibrant and supportive business environment.
Bruce Andrews sits on the board of the newly formed Economic Development Corporation. He's retired from the State Commerce Department. Andrews says there's been some interest in the 106-acre site where ConAgra sits, but no viable offers yet.
Well, we, of course, are open to any type of opportunity that may come by, be interested in the property and the building. And we'll just have to weigh each one, and we will weigh factors so far as the number of jobs, the amount of the investment, those kind of things, and what the tax base will be, and so forth. There will be a lot of factors that we will consider.
The property is supposed to be deeded over to the Garner Economic Development Corporation by the end of the year or early next year. Longtime business owner Lee Hudson runs Hudson's Hardware and Outdoor Equipment. Baby chicks are the talk of the Garner store these days.
As the big boxes have come to town, we've had to do certain things that they don't do, and they don't sell bitties, so we have those out today.
Hudson says Garner has had a tendency to grow the right businesses at the right time, bucking the bad economy.
So, I mean, ConAgra's been around a long time, probably the largest employer here for quite a while. But this whole area is transitioning now into more, you know, high-tech, more pharmaceutical, more health-related industry. So I think, you know, Garner will be fine.
A lot of people seem to think that, too. The 2010 census puts Garner at about 26,000 residents, a jump of 45% in the past decade. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.